Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Thursday, May 9th. Follow us on X, Instagram, and Facebook to stay in the Disc Golf Daily loop. We've got a quick one today. We are the podcast that gets you caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Thursday is United Rankings of Disc Golf Day. But first, the news. So the PDGA has finally released their DDO complete coverage page. I'm not sure why it took until Wednesday for the PDGA to publish this, but I'm glad it's here. One page for all of the events info. You've got links to scores, stats, live coverage, post-produced coverage, recap articles, and just for completeness, preview articles. Nice. Our number two news story today, the Pro Tour and Ulti World's top stuff from DDO. Number one, Vinny's back. Ain't that the truth? Over a year away from the podium, he made it back. Number two, Emily Weatherman has arrived. Number three, Paul Ulibarri, just keep putting. He has been improving for basically a decade and is now the number one C1X putter on tour. Number four, Lisa Fakus is back. It's great to see her for a couple events in a row. Welcome back, Lisa. Number five, Joey Buckets is legit. He is always around the leaderboard, and not just because he's hanging on. He is in the mix. Welcome to the Pro Tour, Joey Buckets. Number six, the first aggregate playoff. I love that they included this in the lists. And I loved watching the first aggregate playoff. Get my complete take back in Tuesday's podcast. And the final take regarding the DDO, welcome Jeremy Colling and Sarah Hokum to the booth. My personal favorite quote from the weekend was Jeremy Colling's reaction to seeing an ace live. Oh my God, I love live! That's right, Jeremy. It's pretty awesome. And our number three and final news story of the day, Trash Panda put out a really nice, fun video called We Are Disc Golf Manufacturers. I have to say, I have consistently loved the creativity oozing from Trash Panda, and this clever video hits all the hot buttons. From emptying the molding machine with your offhand, to simply making up flight numbers, to a wall of shame of their worst discs, to even eating recycled plastic every day. Thank you, Trash Panda. If you're looking for a good chuckle on the day before the Copenhagen Open, the link is in the show notes. Now, let's see who's number one in the world. It is time for the United Rankings of Disc Golf. Three of the ranking systems have the exact same trifecta on the podium, namely Calvin, Gannon, and Ricky. That is the Disc Golf Daily ranking systems, the PDGA ratings, and the PDGA rankings. Statmando has Gannon over Calvin, and then they put Anthony Barella in third. The power rankings, which is just 20% of the United Rankings of Disc Golf, has Anthony Barella first, Gannon second, and Nicklaus third. Calvin is in fact fourth. But that doesn't get you any points in the United Rankings of Disc Golf, and that is enough to have Gannon top Calvin. It's kind of crazy. So in the United Rankings of Disc Golf, Gannon has 80 points, Calvin has 75 points, and Ricky Wysocki and Anthony Barella have 30 points each. Gannon and Calvin have just been going back and forth. I feel like they are our number one and two in disc golf. On the women's side, Kristen leads all five ranking systems and has a perfect score of 100. Owen is in a solid second place. She's in second in four of the five. The one that she's not is the power rankings. And Missy shows up strong, surpassing Evelina, and is now ranked third in the world in the United Rankings of Disc Golf. The biggest gains among the top 30 in the Disc Golf Daily rankings, Gavin Rathbun gains five spots to move up to 24th, Andrew Presnell gains 4 more spots to move up to 23rd. If you remember, he gained 7 spots last week, so he's gained 11 spots in the last 2 weeks. And Joey Buckets Anderson has moved up 2 spots. He is now ranked 14th. The biggest gains in the top 10, Gannon Burr and Chris Dickerson both gained a spot and are now ranked 2nd and 5th, respectively, in the Disc Golf Daily rankings. And to close it out, on the women's side, the biggest gains among the top 20, Eliezra Midling gains 5 spots and is now ranked 19th. Missy Gannon and Lisa Fakis both gain 1 spot and are ranked 3rd and 16th, respectively. The biggest gains overall, this is pretty cool, Emma Arp finished 8th. She is now ranked 55th. That is 19 spots better. Welcome to the Pro Tour in the top 10, Emma. Emily Weatherman gained 6 spots and is now ranked 35th with her 3rd place showing. And as we mentioned before, Eliezra Midling got 9th. She moved up 5 spots to 19th. That does it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.